Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning!
Hope everybody had a great day yesterday. First day back at work was yesterday. Second day is always when you're a little tired. Third day is always when I'm ready to kill it. So today's tired day.
Okay, great. Okay.
But all good. You know, we didn't talk about New Year's really. So I just want to go around the room, this version of this segment, and just tell me what you did on New Year's Eve. Okay? Because I don't know what everybody did, and we didn't get to it yesterday. Up first, he's a dad of four. He's our video producer. He came back home to frozen toilets during the break. Here he is, producer Eddie, everybody. Eddie, tell us about your New Year.
Man, it was non-eventful. You know, my parents came into town, so they were here. But I think we all kind of fell asleep around or dozed about 10:30. And then me, my mom, and my dad were the only ones up at midnight.
Did you wake back up and go, like, guys, wake up?
I went down to get water, and they were up downstairs watching TV. And I was like, hey, you guys want to, like, go outside and see some fireworks? Like, so we did for, like, 10 minutes, and that was about it.
I put it on Dolly and Miley. Did you put it on a show?
Yeah, I put it on Dolly and Miley for a second, and then my parents were like, oh, see what's going on in the Nashville one. So we did Nashville Christmas.
Boo.
I know. I told them, I don't want to do that.
Hey, the good news is the ratings weren't as good.
Yeah.
From when I was on the year before hosting it.
That is good.
Yes. Great. Happy New Year, Eddie.
It was all right. I made it till midnight, so I'm proud of myself.
How long can you say Happy New Year? Today's the 4th till the tomorrow. I mean, end of the week this week, and it's over, right?
You can't say, probably the 10th.
Maybe, yeah, the 10th.
15th.
Mid-January.
And first time you see someone, it's Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It is fun to say that, though.
Everybody gets excited.
Usually you don't have anything to say, right? You're just like, hey, how's it going? Now it's like, hey, Happy New Year.
Hey.
But you can
it
say
is
that
an icebreaker.
Until the end of the weekend.
Okay.
And then you got to move on. All right, up next. There's a rule in the studio, which you can't curse in the studio. It is either mic's on or off, because you never know when the mic's actually on. But if you walk the halls in between breaks, you'll hear him cursing like a sailor.
Oh,
I always hear him yelling and it feels weird to hear the words even near. And he's like, beep, 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 just cussing away. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Look, New Year's was great. We ordered to-go food. We sat in the house. We had margaritas at the house, watched some college football, and then we sat around and rang in the New Year sitting in my in-law's living room. And we went around the room. We talked about our New Year's resolutions. Then we went to bed.
That's nice.
About 12:15.
So far, no parties.
Wow.
No hitting a
party. Well,
hardy.
I mean, yeah, it was, you know, 3 kids. It's kind of hard to go party. And, yeah, I mean, the margaritas were good frozen margaritas for New Year's. I mean, whatever. I'm old. Gosh, it's so embarrassing.
Are you disappointed?
Yeah.
Not until you said it out loud.
Saying it out loud.
Like, yeah. I felt like you got just put it in the middle of the story.
Saying it out loud, I realized, man, how far I've come down the scale of wildness. Like, it's like, man, I just sat in the living room and we went around. What's your New Year's resolution? What your New Year's? And it's like,
it's good though.
Wow, this is awesome.
It's overrated anyway.
You're all good.
You're crazy.
New Year's is the most overrated.
Oh my god,
I never had a good one.
Oh, I had some epic New Year's.
Okay.
I don't remember their names, but they were good.
Oh my
gosh.
Okay.
Next up,
You can go to her Instagram and see the wreck that she was in. I mean, she talked about on the show yesterday, a guy was on the interstate, his tire popped, and then mayhem ensued. And she didn't get hurt. Luckily, the guy that flipped off the road flipped didn't either. Her Instagram at Radio Amy, but here she is. Amy, everybody. Go ahead.
Hey.
We stayed home, and I made soup, which I'm from scratch.
On New Year's Eve?
So I was very proud of myself.
What ingredients?
Well, onions, rocks. Jalapenos, no, white. It was a white bean soup, poblano pepper. I put it all in a blender, chicken, garlic. I mean, all the things. It was so good. And then we played games and watched the music note drop.
Did the kids, the Nashville, boo!
Yeah. Boo, yeah. I got boo. Suckered into it too.
You guys didn't even watch it when I hosted it.
Okay, so, no, I did. Yes, I did.
Yes, my son loves Kane Brown. We turned it on, he's watching him. But I bring up my son because he got to stay up until midnight for the first time. And I think he stayed up until 12:30. And I love that he got to do it. But because around 11, he's like, this is kind of boring. And I'm like, see what I'm talking about? Now you want to go to bed, don't you? So he stayed up, which he thought was cool. But I think he got it out of his system. And now he'll go to bed easier.
Thank you. All right, Raymond.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's good at being funny on the spot. And he's never taken a fireball shot. Bobby Bones.
Oh, thank you. Nor did I in New Year's.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, I was wondering.
Stayed home, too. I think, though, this was just a weird New Year's with all the delays and the weather issues and people not being able to travel. Like, a lot of people weren't able to come to Nashville for New Year's or New York because of all the travel issues. It was about 11 o'clock, and I was reminded that it was New Year's Eve by my wife. I had the laptop open, and I was working and writing some stuff. And I was really going to go over and start and play Madden. It's 11. I like staying up late. And she usually falls asleep earlier than I do during the break. And she was like, hey, it's almost New Year's. I was like, oh, my God. And she was like, let's just watch something, and then when it gets close, we'll not watch it anymore. So we went and watched an episode of George and Tammy, and then like 5 minutes before, we turned on Dolly and Miley, and Midnight Kiss, and I think I fell asleep 15 minutes later.
You did do a midnight kiss, though?
Yeah.
Good for you.
You didn't?
No, well, my wife's asleep. I wasn't going to kiss my mom or my dad.
You could kiss your mom, dude. I kissed my mom on the lips.
Not doing that.
Yeah, we didn't even midnight smooch until later. We got in bed, and my wife's like, oh, sorry, it's a little late, and I'm like, yeah. Because I didn't want to do it in front of my family.
You embarrassed?
She was, I guess.
Oh, she said that.
Yeah, and I was like, I'd have smooched you.
But y'all kissed at your wedding. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Everybody.
I don't understand.
Remember, you cried.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
You remember that? That's what you remember. Remember, you remember.
Remember?
Remember, you remember?
I think you misremember.
He doesn't.
No, we don't.
But Happy New Year, everybody. I know today's the 4th, and you could say it as long as you want. What do I really care? I'll probably stop saying it, though, after the weekend. But we didn't talk much New Year, so I just wanted to check in. Nobody was shooting guns in the air. That's good.
No, none of that.
The fireworks are annoying because the dogs are like, what's happening? And the people shoot them on the 2nd. On the 3rd, they're still shooting them in the evening sometimes. Dogs don't like them at all.
I gave my dog an anxiety pill, and it worked wonders.
Really?
Like, immediately. She was like, all right, no more fireworks. So now, I didn't know that worked that quick.
For some, it does.
Yeah.
Thunder shirt.
Yes, we've done that before, too, but that didn't work.
No, I wear it. I wear it so I don't get scared.
That's for you.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Bobby. My husband and I recently got married this year. We've been trying to start a family. He was a smoker, vaping, and stopped, parentheses, after we got married. We discussed it's not healthy, it's a waste of money, and we're trying to start a family, so it's not good. So he agreed that he would stop smoking about 3 months ago. This week after he stopped, I saw his vape fall out of his pocket. I was so upset, and obviously, I told him it hurt me, that he lied. I would rather him vape than for me to be lied to. He assured me he would stop that day. Fast forward to now, I've had my suspicions over the last 2 weeks that he was still doing it. He was going to the bathroom a lot. I found a vape charger in the bathroom. Then I saw him on our home camera when I was looking at the motion alert. What should I do? He doesn't know I saw him. I want to confront him, but I'm not sure how. I thought about printing our articles on the effects of him smoking while trying to have a baby. I've asked him if he was smoking over the last weeks. He assured me he wasn't. Any help would be appreciated from wife of a secret smoker. Wait, he is lying because he did say he wasn't. So first of all, he's not cheating on you.
No.
Okay. So let's eliminate the worst case scenario that he's murdered somebody.
Okay. That's not happening.
You got to hide that. You got to be that secret. He's not cheating on you. Okay. Not stealing money. All good. Nothing illegal. But he is lying to you, and that ain't cool. You know, if you try to scare somebody by going the effects, that usually isn't the way that people will stop doing something, the negatives. Mostly, through research, people that are offered rewards follow through with tasks better than people who are threatened with some sort of penalty or punishment. And so I would encourage you to think about that. I think he's your husband, so you can go, I saw you smoking on the camera. That's the one person that you don't have to really walk on any tightrope for, an in-law, a cousin, even a sister. But it's like your partner is somebody you're with all the time. You should almost go, hey, are you smoking? Are you? I'm going to ask you one more time. And I want you to tell me the truth. I'm not going to be mad. And treat him like the child he is right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me the truth. I'm not going to be mad if you answer this time. If you've been smoking the vape. No? Boom. You get the clip on your phone.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh.
Yeah, you got him.
Yeah, but when you ask, they got to know, like, oh, I'm busted.
Yeah,
that doesn't go over well.
So I would say, and I would have to, you'd have to be reason and be reasonable with him. Because this is, it's an addiction. Right.
Yeah,
so it's not like he's cheating and, like, just doing it because it's fun or exciting or tired. He's addicted, so it's not like he can just go stop. I'm sure he wants to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not loving having to sneak it. Boy, he's bad at hiding it, though. Leaving a vape charger in the bathroom.
He knows the camera's
there. What is happening? Bro.
You gotta be smarter than that, man.
But I would have a, first of all, catch him, be bad cop, and then flip to good cop and be like, we gotta get through this together. I need you to stop. I know you wanna stop. Find a reward system for him and start from scratch again, start over. But don't make him feel like he has to keep hiding it.
Yeah, she has to not be mad at him.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta go bad cop and be good cop from now out.
Yeah.
You do have to go, gotcha, you're caught, jerk, look. And he's like, I'm sorry, Okay, but look, let's and also put this in your like bag of stuff. Or
oh, to keep for later?
Yeah.
Bag of stuff?
Yeah, you where know. You're not getting him in trouble. You're not going to start a fight with it. But later in a fight, you'd be like, I don't even care what you lied to me about the vape.
And then you show the video again.
Yeah, you bring it back up. It's collateral, or what is that called?
It's just, it's ammunition for later. It's just ammunition for later. For a later fight. Yeah, yeah.
That's the word.
I think you have a positive conversation with him.
Yeah.
And you figure out a reward for it. And you work with him, and you don't want him to hide it, but you do understand why. It's also an addiction. He doesn't want to do it, I'm sure. And you work from there, from that headspace. Amy?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I don't think you even, if someone else is listening and they're in a similar situation, you don't have to even try to catch them or have evidence. Like, if you know,
you need it for a fight later.
No, but then that can get obsessed. Then you can start obsessing and going through camera tape and digging through things to try to find it. And then that's not healthy for your well-being. So just go to them and say, hey, I'm your partner in this. I want to come alongside you. And how can I support you? Let's do this together. You're not alone.
And then be like, dude, you left a charger in the bathroom, you idiot.
Yeah, you're not being smart about this.
Yeah, like, if you want to hide things from me, let me teach you how to hide things from me. All right, thank you. Good luck with that. I think you can get through it. I'm sure of it. It's not going to be easy, but nothing worth having is. All right, that's your mailbag. I have not seen Avatar 2. I did see Avatar 1 way back in the day. But that's fine. That's pretty good. Wore the glasses. It's 3D. Only reason I even went to see it because it was the biggest movie of all time. And I thought, well, I got to go see the biggest movie of all time because I need to be doing things that people are doing because we're doing a show based on our lives and pop culture.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's long. Fine. Avatar 2, I've had no interest in seeing at all because nothing matters anymore. There's nothing that hits most people anymore. So I'm like, screw it. Mike D, though, Movie Mike, went to watch it because it's part of his job. He does Movie Mike's movie podcast. You like it or no?
To be honest, I had zero interest in watching this movie. I thought the first one was one of the most overrated movies of all time. This one, 3 hours and 10 minutes. Not looking forward to it.
Three hours, 10 minutes. That's miserable. And so you went and watched it. What'd you give it?
I give it a 4 out of 5.
Wow.
I am an Avatar believer now. I'm ready for 3, 4, 5, and 6. It's a really good movie.
There are that many coming out?
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, and 6?
Yeah. What? 3 is already done.
It's like Tupac records? Like after James Cameron's dead, they're just going to keep coming out?
Yeah, 3 is already done. They're coming out in the next 5 years, all back to back.
So why'd you like it so much? And what was different about 1?
Oh, there's so much more action in this one. And I feel like when I go and watch a movie, I want something very big and cinematic that's going to give me like a very like excited feeling. This movie did that. Like the last hour of this movie, there is just nonstop action. It's one of the best final acts I've seen in a movie.
Movie Mike's movie podcast. If you want to listen to his podcast, and also it is Avatar 2, and he gives it 4 out of 5. That's a pretty high rating from you.
Yeah.
The third hour is good.
Yeah, did you have to go back and watch Avatar 1 to be ready for Avatar 2?
Yeah, I watched it a few months ago, rewatched it.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, what about hour 1 and 2? Good point.
They're good, too.
But hour 3,
It almost feels like 3 movies combined into 1.
Should have done that, then.
So, Lunchbox did something funny. Now, you're reviewing Movie Mike's review?
Yeah, I'm reviewing Movie Mike as a movie reviewer because he put up his top three Netflix movies of the year on his Twitter page. And I was like, Movie Mike does a movie podcast. I'm going to go watch a couple of these movies to see if he actually knows what he's talking about. So number one Netflix movie he had was Emily the Criminal.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Either did I. And so I was like, all right, don't know what it's about. I'm just going to go watch it. Sat down and watched it with my parents and my wife. And it's Aubrey Plaza.
And Parks and Rec. She's like dark. And
she's funny.
Yeah.
Very entertaining movie.
Oh, you liked it?
I liked it. It was it was very entertaining. I was like, wow, this is fun.
What's it called?
Emily the Criminal.
Okay.
And my wife liked it. My mom watched it. My dad, who never watches movie, enjoyed it. So it was a good movie. Mike, great recommendation.
Okay, next one up.
Stutz. Don't know anything about it. It just says something. It says Jonah Hill's the director.
Therapist.
Yes.
I didn't know this. Mike wrote Jonah Hill's the director. Cool. Let me go watch a Jonah Hill movie. What in the world did I watch?
It's like a documentary about his therapist.
It was so awkward, so weird. And it's like, and he's talking about his therapist with his therapist. They're talking about therapy. So I'm basically sitting in a therapy session, I guess. This is how therapy goes. And the guy's like, what you need to do is you need to look at yourself and talk with your old self and have a conversation and let that old self know that you're not ashamed. And I'm like, what? You sit there and talk to your old self? Shut up.
I've had to do that before. Where it's like, pull a picture of yourself as a kid.
And talk to it.
And tell them that like you're proud of them, or tell them that it's going to be in. It's one of the rare times that I've like broke down in therapy doing that crap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I feel stupid. And I'm like, this is not going to do anything. Hey, old me. It's crazy.
So I don't know. Jonah Hill was having.
It sounds like you just didn't like it didn't matter what, how good or bad it was. You didn't like the therapy part of it.
It was so weird.
Okay, so you give
that,
it a.
I give that one a two.
Lunchbox, have you ever gone to therapy?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. Next up.
Those were the two. Sense. I didn't.
Okay.
I watched two. I figured that was enough. And I was like, okay, one good one, one bad one. I will get to the third one this week. But I was just like, what in the world? That therapy one, I don't get it.
But you loved
Emily the Criminal. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, but you said you don't get it. Okay. So not that it was bad. It's like watching a movie on K-pop.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's the Korean pop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't.
You're out before you even get
in. But yes, but I didn't know, because I on purpose didn't look up what the movies are about. I just hit play. And boy, that was a strange one.
Well, mostly when you read a review, though, you know what being reviewed. You didn't read about the movie, though.
Right. All I saw was his top three Netflix, and then he had them listed by name in a little graphic. And I was like, okay, cool. But I would not recommend Stutz.
Yeah, we heard
but
that.
But I do Emily the Criminal.
But do you recommend Mike D?
Mike D, I would say it does a pretty good job.
How many stars?
I'd give him 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Wow. There
you go.
All right, thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So last week, there was a big snowstorm that hits Buffalo. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, we're stranded on the road. What are we going to do? Well, there was two workers at McDonald's. They were about to close up shop for the day. They're like, you know what? We got food. We got a warm place to stay. So they told the cops, hey, if you find any stranded motorists, just bring them to McDonald's. And they stayed there all weekend, and they thought maybe five people. They served food and drinks to 50 people for the entire weekend, and they just hung out at the McDonald's.
Wow. Oh,
that sounds like a movie.
So they got coffee. They got sausage biscuits.
Yeah, we know what they have. I like this. Yeah.
Big breakfast. Yeah. And then
they got a McGriddle.
Big Macs.
They made McNuggets.
Then they even threw up on the TV the Buffalo Bills game when they played so they could watch it from the comfort of the McDonald's.
That's cool.
That is cool. They lost that game, though, huh?
They
won. They beat the Bears.
Yeah.
It's probably that game, right?
But it was Jeffrey Spangler and Kristen Kosha and Amanda Kendall. Those three were closing up shop, and they said, you know what? We'll stay open all weekend.
And that's the manager, though. Manager finding out right now on the show.
Yeah, I hope they get overtime.
Yeah. All right, that's a great story. Really, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox, one of your dreams has been to make the news. You spent all 2022 trying to make the news.
I would do different things, tried everything, never made the news. People didn't care. I don't know what the problem was. News doesn't know a good story when they hear one. I would even call the news and suggest myself for the news.
Like, this guy went into a Subway shop and bought one person a sandwich.
And no takers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You went to the diamond mine. You didn't find a diamond.
Didn't find a diamond.
Other people did.
Yep. They did a story on those stupid people.
Well, because they found a diamond.
Like, okay. He would try to tip the news off about things he was doing.
Absolutely. That's your goal in life, is to be on the news. It's a pretty cool thing.
So Lunchbox wants to be on the local news. He's just dying to be on the news. That being said, it wasn't planned, but Mike D was all over the local news during the break. Did that irritate you before we get into it?
You want to talk about ruining my time off.
What?
I log on to Twitter to see Mike D posting news clips about himself, and I'm like, what the crap does the news care? All you did was miss an airplane flight. Big freaking deal. Like, and then like four different news outlets.
He was all over.
And I'm like, all he did was miss a flight. So he had to drive a car. Guess what? I drove a car. So did I. I drove a car the whole vacation. No one did a news story on that.
Mike,
I was smart.
Mike drove like 14 hours or so. Yeah.
Wow, guess what? So did I.
Across the country?
Yes, I drove from here to Austin to
Houston.
Did you miss
your flight?
To back. No.
Oh.
You know what I did?
Okay, well, that's the story.
But that's what I'm saying. I was smart and planned ahead and relied on the good old American automobile.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, so Mike D, our head writer. Known
we
as
don't even want to hear about it.
Movie Mike, Quiet Mike, Emo Mike. News Mike.
News Mike.
How did you end up getting on the news? Where did this start?
So I just tweeted it. My flight from San Antonio to Nashville got canceled, and I just tweeted what was happening, and then all these people just started reaching out to me from news sources.
What did you tweet? Like, we are delayed, canceled, and we're going to drive
across
the country?
Yeah, I just said my Southwest flight got canceled. Now I'm driving from San Antonio to Nashville. It'll be about a 14-hour drive.
That's
what
it.
What a crazy news story. Oh, my goodness.
He didn't even pursue it, Lunchbox. No. So I don't know why you're so mad. He didn't tag news.
I want to talk to news directors at why that's a story. Guess what? There were thousands of people. So
it was
such
a story. Four of them did it. Yeah. So, Mike, we have clips of you on the news?
Yeah, this is me on Fox 17 in Nashville.
Oh, you're even on the news here?
Yeah, I did a Zoom interview with Fox.
Wow. Okay, here you go.
And with an even further drive, Mike Destro found himself stuck in San Antonio, Texas. This after he says his flights were canceled twice by Southwest.
They told us we couldn't get anything until Saturday. And I'm trying to get to a Dallas Cowboys game in Nashville on Thursday night. So I'm like, we got to get there.
Destro says other airlines were way too expensive on such a short notice. But thankfully, he was able to get a rental car.
So you drove it all the way across and you made the news. I saw you were on in San Antonio. You were on in Nashville. I posted some of his clips. Is there anything I'm missing here about the news?
Yeah, that's all in four outlets.
Two. And like different. He made the news.
And he was Mike Destro in all of them. That's amazing. That's really cool.
I mean, and all he did was drive a car.
But he didn't ask for it. He didn't solicit. Does anyone want to cover me?
Lunchbox. He was someone that they could actually talk to that was affected.
Guess what? People get stranded all the time. So next time my flight gets canceled, they better do a news story.
Not like this. This was crazy.
No, next time your flight gets canceled, call them and tip them off.
Uh-huh. I'm like, hey, my flight got canceled or my flight's delayed 30 minutes. You better do a news story.
You should say, I'm walking home.
Why are you jealous?
Because I do like good things, like save lives and like buy sandwiches. And Mike, he gets in a car and drives. Guess what? A lot of people drive. We drive all the time. I drove to work today.
He had the whole, I got to get back for the Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. Like there was an angle.
Oh,
like,
I had to get back for work. Okay. And I made it.
But you were.
You're such a hater. Hey, Mike, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm intrigued. I'd like to see the rest of the special.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know
Mike
what it is.
Well, Lunchbox, now you know. Post stuff on Twitter.
I knew it'd drive him crazy.
Post your things on.
But he didn't take anything from you, right? Let's get this straight. He took nothing from you.
Well, why didn't they call me up? Hey, are you driving back? Yep, I'm driving, man. I got an automobile filled up on gas.
Well, they didn't call him up either
out of nowhere. Like when the gas prices are lower. Oh, yeah, that's why we decided to drive. Gas prices are lower, filled up the tank.
What about riding your bike to work because the gas prices got high?
They never did a story on that.
But you should have called and pitched it.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah,
that would have been a good one.
Do that. Call him now.
I will. I'll call.
Be like, I ride my bike in the winter because I'm still saving money for gas prices.
And see if they want to do a story.
I had a feature at Expose.
All right, got it.
Okay, good. There you go. We're still a few days into the new year, so if you want to make a resolution, that's awesome. Good for you. I'm not a big resolution guy. I'm always a big let's set new goals guy. But I know if I'm going to set anything, it's not going to last a year. And I think that is a bit unfair for people to go, here's what I'm going to do in this whole year. Anything you just try to do new, and it's macro, it ain't gonna work. You gotta do micro, 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 till it slowly starts to be macro, which is very small to slightly larger. Here's the recommendation I'm gonna give you guys, because I love, you wanna set new goals, great. I think the new year is a great time to reevaluate and readdress and go, I'd like to change this, and I'm gonna give myself 1 month. 1 month. If you just set a goal and stay to it for 1 month, that is actually achievable. You can attain that goal, which then makes you want to continue because you'll start to see results after a month. Because it doesn't matter what it is. We could talk about being healthier. You know, you want to, in a healthy way, lose weight. I love it. I love if you're trying to be healthy. But if you go, in 2023, I'm not XYZ. It's never going to work. If you go over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to slowly build to this point and recheck in with myself at 4 weeks. You got a real shot there. And then if you decide it ain't for you, you don't have to do it anymore, because it's hard. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. If it were easy to whatever your goal is, we'll call it X. If it were easy to X, everybody would be doing it, but it ain't easy. And it's worth something. So I'm going to suggest, I'm going to encourage you, even if you haven't set a resolution, because you're like me and you're like, resolutions are dumb. For the sake of just setting a resolution, yeah, it's dumb. However, I do love a time to readdress. I've made a couple myself, but I hope that you can set a 1 month goal. Nail that 1 month goal. You already got four days in. Hit it to January 31st. Is it 31 month or no?
Mm-hmm. I think
the knuckles thing never works.
No idea. Yeah.
No idea. I don't know.
February's 28.
I have faith in you. A lot of people want to be healthier. So mine, this is what I'm trying to do, and it's never going to work, which is a great way to get into it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I constantly am dehydrated. I'm not going to walk around with a big jug of water anymore. I've done that whole game too, where you walk around. It just is tedious. But if I can go 1 month drinking my ounces in water a day, I've been really wanting this shirt, and I've purposely not bought it because I'm like, that's a little too much. I like that shirt, but it's too much. I'm going to buy the shirt if I can do my body weight in ounces of water a day.
Ooh, reward.
Now, that's 170 ounces a day. Is that a lot?
Yeah.
That sounds like way too much.
Double.
Like one can is 12, right?
No, I'm not asking for what versus a can. I'm asking can of water.
A cup is 8.
Hey.
Well, and I'm talking beer. Like a beer can is 12 ounces. So that's how
Uncle
I'm
Jed,
measuring.
Hey, listen. Here.
Why do you have a cup? It's a measuring cup.
Well, this bottle here, and I use this bottle probably 4 or 5 times.
How many ounces?
That's good.
It's 33.8 ounces. And I know I'm never going to do the water thing forever.
Yeah.
But water and sleep are the two things that everybody needs to be better at. Because then anything else you want to do, yeah, it's that much easier to do it.
Yeah. You're like a plant.
And I'm just trying to do 1 month. That's it. And it's going to be almost impossible because it's so much water. I have to pee all the time. But yeah. 170 ounces a day.
That sounds like a lot,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Can you scale back a little?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, most.
That's a lot.
Listen, I just Googled, is that too much? And it says experts recommend now that 1 ounce or a half ounce per pound of body weight. So Bobby's right on 170.
I know, but it still seems like a
chug,
lot.
Chug.
Well, I'm not even doing that. I'm not being crazy about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to hit it. I know how many bottles I need. But that's my goal, right? For a month. I'll never make it. I'll probably quit after the month. But I can do it for a month. It can be stupid for a month. I'm not going to do it in February. But if I get to February and I still want to go, I can.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there's that.
And then you'll get the shirt.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy the shirt unless, because if I don't do this, I'll have to set another goal to get the shirt. It's a stupid shirt, too. It's not even. It's just about that, though.
By the time you get to it, you're
not going
to
like the shirt anymore.
So a lot of, and don't do the unhealthy stuff if you're trying to lose weight. There are healthy ways, there are unhealthy ways. Anything crash is going to be terrible for you. I don't even like the word diet. I think diet has a different meaning, though, now than it did in the 80s and 90s, where diet was eat less. Now, your diet is what you eat in general.
What you consume, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to have a new diet, that's awesome. But I mean a new diet like that, what you're consuming. And it's going to take a little bit to see results that actually are staying. Because, yeah, you can lose a few pounds in a week, but that's water weight. Month. Give it a month, everybody. That's all I'm saying. You can do it. I have no doubt you can. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes, but you don't grow without things being uncomfortable. Even in your human body, when you grow and you're 11 or 12 or 13 or 14, it hurts. Growth hurts in any form. But if you don't grow, you don't get any better at all. You stay the same. And we don't want to stay the same. If you continue to stay the same while everybody else moves forward, you actually moving backward. You got a month. You can do it. Don't do anything unhealthy. Ray, what were you talking about that people are doing to lose weight? I saw you write this, and I'd heard about it, but not in the context you were talking about.
Yeah, so it's a lot of the famous celebs are doing it. It's called a Ozempic, and it's basically an EpiPen that they take to the leg once a week. And it's for diabetics, but they learn one of the side effects is weight loss. So all these millennials and people, housewives on TV are doing it, and they're saying diabetics are the ones that need this.
That's what I saw, that diabetics, there's a shortage.
Are they able to still get it? Is that what you're saying?
There's a shortage of this, and diabetics are not able to get it, but the housewife or people like that are using it.
Yeah, Kim K.
Diabetics that can't afford it are not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
And also, I also read too where it ages you a lot too, which they're now starting to see that on this skin.
They didn't see that in the side effects.
Well, Elon Musk was using it, I think. Oh, and I think he was talking about how he had lost a bunch of weight because of it. I'm almost positive that was the case. So I don't recommend this or anything that is like, hey, do this and this works. You know what works? Time and effort. That's it. Not the easiest, but it's what lasts the longest. You'll do it. I'm proud of you for trying. Even if you don't make it, I'm proud of you for trying. You don't have to make it. Just try. And when that doesn't work, all right, find something else. But you can do it. 1 month, that's it. I'm gonna be bored this year, though, a little more.
That's one of your resolutions.
That was the big one. It's like, I'm going to be bored because I just can't be creative if I'm always busy. So I'm going to be bored, but I'm going to do 170 ounces of water for probably 3 more days and then go, what? Didn't make it.
But you tried.
But I tried. That's right. A voicemail from Mike in Kansas.
I know y'all are big Sonic folks over there. So what happens if I accidentally hit one of the Sonic menus with my pickup asking for a friend? Not really sure what to do about that. Let me know.
I think if you damage it bad, you go and say, I'm sorry. But those things get hit all the time. Because if you just angle it oddly when going in, then you got to angle it oddly coming out or you're going to hit it. I've scratched one before.
Oh.
Years ago, hit it my side view, rear view, side mirror, whatever that is. Side mirror. And yeah, it wasn't good. But I just drove on.
Yeah, I just moved stalls.
Yeah, they can't. No, I mean, I was leaving when anyway. Oh.
Well, you could go, you know, you press the button and tell them. But you know what I've been thinking when we go to Sonic? Because my daughter's 15 and starting to drive and she's struggling with it. And I'm like, oh, I wish they made it like these bouncy cone things where you bounce off of it.
You need bumpers?
It's like a rubber Sonic? A rubber menu thing where like it's like, wing. It's fine.
It wobbles.
Yeah. They should look into that.
Okay. Here's Colby in Austin.
I had a question for Lunchbox. I was curious if he intends to leave his Christmas lights up for a sustained amount of time this year. I cheered him on all last year to hope see how long he can keep going. So hopefully he does it again. Let me know.
Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, my Christmas lights are still up. There's no plan to take them down. I'm still in the Christmas spirit, holiday spirit. It's fun when you walk out at night and it's still lit up, and it's like, man, those are the good times.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho.
Leave it. How late last year?
I feel it.
Ah, man, I feel like it was March.
Eddie, and you left up the inflatable Santa?
Till March.
Oh, man.
I don't think the neighbor would like that, though.
I know one guy
if you're new to this show, that's us.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, we just leave crap up.
Well, you pay them to do it.
I paid them, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They left it up for a long time, and then once it got to be awkward, I was like, keep it up. I'll keep paying you.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you had to guess how much Taylor Swift's cat is worth, what would you say?
Does it have its own Instagram?
Olivia Benson. I don't know about Instagram, but it's made appearances and music videos and different commercials that she's done for Diet Coke. And
I would assume that if it has any sort of social media account at all that you can monetize, it'd probably be worth $1 million or so or more.
Well, according to the Pet Rich List, which, yes, there is one, Olivia Benson, her cat, is worth $97
million.
What?
Million.
That's ridiculous. And that's the third richest pet in the world. There's some German
shepherd. Yeah. Two?
There's some German shepherd that's owned by Gunther Corporation worth $500 million. And then Nala Cat, which has 4 million followers on Instagram, is reportedly worth $100 million.
Wow. I mean, that's wild. Stanley has 99,000 Instagram followers. And a book.
But
that
he donates all his money from his book.
Oh, he gives all his money away.
He does. He doesn't know that, but he does.
Stanley.
He does. If I told him, and or if he knew what even money was, he may not like it very much. Yeah. Okay, what else?
So if you're planning a bachelor or bachelorette party or attending one this year, heads up, times are changing. Most agree that the final night of freedom should be about relaxation for the bride or the groom. So the...
Just not freedom. Everybody acts like, I can do whatever I want. It doesn't count till tomorrow.
Right.
Or it doesn't. It's just like you celebrating the fact, okay, maybe in the 50s, it was freedom. But it ain't freedom anymore. Because if they find out what you're doing, it ain't going to be free.
Uh-uh, they're gone.
But that's the thing. That stuff is on the decline anyways.
Yeah.
People don't want to be a part of that. They, in addition to the relaxing, guests should cover all expenses for the party. The bride and groom, they don't have to worry about it. And then the ideal party... What?
Keep reading. Move on past
that part.
I got some invoicing I got to do to a few fellas here. Okay, go ahead.
You paid for yours?
Yeah.
Amy, move on.
Of course.
What? Yeah, because you're weird about money because you want to make sure people don't feel any pressure to spend money on you. So you probably just proactively paid the bill, but your people probably would have paid.
But well, also planned it all out.
We thought about paying.
Okay.
There's, I mean, I paid for the Airbnb, the travel of everybody.
See, but they should have stepped in and been like, Bobby, no, we got this.
Hey, we bought the food. We bought the food.
Steve cooked and brought food.
Yeah, yeah, we bought food.
I keep waiting for Eddie's part of that week.
And then the ideal party should last 2 days and be limited to 10 guests.
Okay. We're pretty good there.
Yeah.
Well, ours was awesome, though. We went played basketball at the University of Arkansas, played wiffle ball, ate, played golf. It was good.
Video games.
But, yeah, I love
who paid for the round of golf?
We all paid.
Okay. For golf, you guys
yes,
did?
We all paid.
I didn't get to play.
What?
Yeah, he hurt himself.
I tore my shoulder, so I just rode in a car.
Oh, okay.
If I were them, I wouldn't even play. But
he hurt himself playing basketball.
What else?
I have 5 fun facts about Garth Brooks.
Okay, let's go.
This is cool. His family would host their own talent shows when he was a kid, and they all had to participate. Their parents were like, okay, I don't care what you bring to the table.
Didn't he lose every one of them, and that's why he's so angry and wants to be the greatest entertainer of all time?
I don't
that
think
would be,
so.
That would be funny if so. He's like, I just could never be my older brother. So I vowed to myself, I'd win every other life talent contest.
Well, I just love that they were encouraged to explore their talents and then, you know, showcase it
for
the family and participate. He got his singing talent from his mom. She was a country singer in the 50s, Colleen Carroll. She had a record deal and everything. He has a master's degree from Oklahoma State University. He went back for business administration in 2011. So he was already a big star. And before he became famous, he had ordinary jobs. Like he was a bouncer. He also managed a cowboy boots store here in Nashville before he made it big. And then he beat out the Beatles and Elvis Presley for different things. But he's the only artist with 9 Diamond Status albums, which I looked up Diamond Status, and that's 10 million copies.
Yeah, Garth is the greatest American artist of all time when it comes to sales. That's more than Michael Jackson, and people don't really know that because if you don't know country music, you probably don't know Garth Brooks, but he's so big in what's considered a niche format even. He's the greatest. I mean, he is it. I know they're trying to retire the word goat.
Yeah, I saw that.
In my mind, he's the goat. He's the greatest. Obviously, you can go George Strait, obviously, but it's just Garth at 1 and everybody else at like 9.
Mm-hmm.
We leave 7 through 8 or 2 through 8 open just out of respect.
That's all Garth.
That's it. That's all Garth. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to go over and talk to Devin in North Carolina. Devin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
I was just calling. So my dad's the United States Marine, and so am I. He's done 24 years in service about to retire, and he doesn't get nearly the amount of recognition that he deserves. He's very humble, and he's my hero growing up, and I love him very much. He's, you know, being a military child, not really being able to see dad because he's been on his deployments. And then me going in the service, I just want to thank him a lot and stuff like that. And we both listen to your show every morning, and we love what y'all do and stuff like that. And I want to thank y'all and thank him.
Well, we'd be honored to thank him on the air, which is what we're doing right now. Do you want to say his name or no?
His name's Chris.
Okay. We're just going to go with Chris.
Chris.
All right, Chris, we appreciate you. Appreciate your service to us. We feel like your service to the country is a service we're very lucky to have, and each of us feel like you're, you know, doing that for us and for what we love and enjoy about this country. And Devin, same to you. But congratulations, Chris, on your retirement, 24 years in the service. Thank you. That's what I say. Thank you. And Devin, thank you, but just not as much because you don't have so much time in.
Not yet.
I'm giving him 24 years of thank you.
Not there yet.
Yeah, you're not there. But hey, we appreciate you too, Devin. And that's amazing. So thank you for what you do as well. And I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you all.
All right, there. Hey, come on. There's Devin. Well, tell me something good. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.